So let's try it again from Devon's line.
Inside a small theater at the Anacostia Arts Center, Lori Pitts runs through lines with the five performers in front of her.
All right, one more time.
Pitts is getting ready for her debut performance of Voices Unbarred, which details the realities of prison life and reentry upon release.
Noise everywhere.
The stories were written by men currently incarcerated, and on Tuesday night, they were performed by former prisoners, like Devon.
You know, everybody has these ideas of what we are, who we are, but like, no matter what we did, we're people too, and we have a voice, and you know, it's like some real dark stuff that goes on behind those walls. People don't know.
He heard about Pitts's program through a friend and decided to give it a try.
I want to be the voice for the folks that are behind bars because, like I said before, like when I was in there, like I had a lot to say. I had a lot of feelings pouring out on paper, but there was nobody there to hear it or nobody who actually wanted to hear it.
I think it's very important just to raise awareness because there's so many things, if you've never been to jail or prison, that you have no idea that they encounter. And I hear a lot of people being like, oh, well, they should just try harder, or why don't they get a job? And so I think this kind of gives you the nuance that you need to know.
Pitt says the next scheduled performance for Voices Unbarred is September 3rd at the Kennedy Center's Page to Stage Festival.
I think it's very important just to see these stories, hear actual people tell them so that they're also humanized.
Where baddies and clothes hang from rails.
Rachel Nania, WTOP News.